Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're pressing on 2 Corinthians chapter 2. We just completed it. And remember what we saw in the last verse, verse 17 of chapter 2, 2 Corinthians. Paul said this, "For we are not like many, peddling the Word of God." In other words, we're not coming here corrupting the Word of God. Now, how were they corrupting the Word of God? Well, they were corrupting the Word of God in the same way that you see the corruption of the Word of God today. They teach what they want to teach, and they don't teach the full counsel of the Word of God. They'll take a verse, and they'll take it out of context and use it as a pretext to bring forth some great revelatory truth that only they themselves have ever seen. They peddle the gospel to make money off of it. Okay, to make money off of it. Many have been the person who puts on a great show, very theatrical, great oratory, great passion, okay, great everything, but they're doing it for the sake of the almighty dollar, and they're doing it for the sake of power, and they're doing for the sake of possession of the things of this world. And Paul says, we have not corrupted the word that way. We haven't acted corrupt that way. He says, as a matter of fact, continuing verse 17, but we are functioning from sincerity as from God. Okay, our sincerity doesn't come from us in the flesh. It comes from God. And he said, we speak in Christ in the sight of God. So he's saying the very words that I'm speaking are the words of the Lord himself. This is what he is saying. This is what he's teaching. In Christ, in the eyes of God, God sees it all. Well, he continues now. Now, we call this chapter 3, verse 1. But again, don't let the chapter division, don't let the versification get in the way of the flow of the thought, okay? So the first verse, chapter 3, Paul asks a couple of rhetorical questions. He says, are we beginning to commend ourselves again? You know, because there's been several times in his various letters, but particularly the church at Corinth, that it comes across that he's having to recommend himself, to commend himself, to remind them of the relationship they had, what he had done for them, to look at his life, to reflect back upon what they had experienced. See, they were being tempted. They were being tempted to look away toward that, which is real shiny and real showy. And they were being tempted to listen to and to be corrupted in thought by these really shiny things. Okay, these things that look great, they look wonderful. You know, isn't he a great orator? Isn't he tall, dark, and handsome? Doesn't he dress well? You know, when he shakes my hand, I just melt. You know? And you say, oh, man, you're getting a little crazy there. Well, no, not necessarily, folks. I tell you what. I mean, and it's nothing new. It's nothing new. I'm thinking, we were just looking at this in the Bible study a couple days ago when God told Samuel to go to Jesse's house and to anoint one of his sons as king. Well, what happened? First son that was lined up right there, Jesse looks at him and says, oh man, this must be him. He's tall, dark, and handsome. He has the air of one that will be a king. And immediately the Lord told Samuel, no, that's not him. And by the way, Samuel, God does not look in the same way that man does upon the exterior. The Lord looks upon the heart. It's a profound declaration of truth for him, for us, for all of us. It was a corrective word for him also. Don't be distracted by this. It's so easy to do that. So Paul's saying, do I need to commend myself again? And then he says this, or do we need, as some, letters of commendation to you or from you? This is already going on back then, okay? He's saying, do I need with you a letter of recommendation to you or from you? And you say, well, what is that all about? You know, well, if someone came in and they were traveling and they were preaching the gospel, you don't know who they are. You listen if they're preaching the truth. Yay, that's great and wonderful. But sometimes, even to this day, they would have letters from other churches, letters of accommodation saying, hey, we can testify that this guy right here is a good guy. You know, and so he is one of us. Well, that's fine. That's wonderful. We do the same thing today. Okay. Like I grew up in a background, a religious background, to where if you move from one church to the other church, they would send for your letter of recommendation, your letter. Okay, I actually had this happen. I've shared this before, but I just got the biggest kick out of it in a humorous way, but it was just so sad. I mean, it was just profoundly sad. So how far back do I want to go on this? Okay. So I'm helping this church out for a little while. Okay. And I'm just leading some worship there. And they wound up being in between pastors. They just had various people coming in to preach while they were searching for a new guy. Well, they had a highly well-known guy come in to preach. And this guy's great. He's wonderful. I do. I love him to death. He's marvelous. And his role is as a key leader at a large, I mean, like a state national level within this denomination. And he's a great teacher, and he's a great preacher, highly respected. I mean, I really mean that. He is. I love him to death. I think he's great. We're sitting there, and we were just talking in between services. So I wind up hosting, basically, because nobody else is around. We're sitting in the office. So he asked me a couple of questions about the local area and local churches. And so, I answered him, and I knew why. He's fishing for some stuff, and that's fine. He wanted some information. That's good. And so he asked me, he said, well, why is this church not as large as these other churches? That was his question. He said, I hear there's a couple of churches here that have like a couple thousand people in them. I said, yeah, there's three or four in the area like that. And I told him who they were and everything. And he's familiar with them. And he went, well, why is this church not like that? And I just decided to tell him the truth that I always say, what I say to y'all. I said, the number one reason that people don't, quote, go to church, quote, in most of our areas, particularly in the deep south of the United States, is because they've been there. The reason they don't go is because they've been there. And he just looked at me. In other words, they've come and they've done this, but it is not whatever, The very next thing out of his mouth was this. Well, where is your letter at? I thought, okay, I have no problem you changing the topic or, going a different direction. I don't care. I'm just answering your questions. I really don't care. But where is your letter? Because he knew, that I was there, but he knew a little bit about my background, a little confusing. And I just looked at him and said, I really don't know. I think it's probably, and I mentioned the church that I'd been at that time, probably about 30 years before. In a totally different state. I said, I think it's probably there. They probably got me on file there, but I don't really know. And I wish you could have seen the look on his face. It was nearly as if, oh, man, I had great hope for you, but, I guess you're not going to be in glory with me, because my letter wasn't at this church or that. And it's the kind of thing people get so bent out of shape over this stuff because they try to get their letter at the church and they can't. You can go join as many churches as you want to. There's no rules and regulations on it. If you want to go join this church here, you can. You can go and join this church over there, And this type of stuff was happening here. People were saying things against Paul and bringing up things like, well, this guy showed up. He's got these letters of recommendation. Paul doesn't have any letter of recommendation, He came to us. He didn't have any credentials. I've got a dear friend, one of the most powerful men of God I've ever experienced in my life. And it still grieves him this day. Okay, he's forgiven, et cetera, but it still does grieve him that his denomination that he was a part of for half a century took his credentials from him when he actually started preaching and moving within the Word of God and the power of God. They took his credentials away. Let me tell you what, if the only credentials you've got are the credentials of man, then you're going to be most miserable. And he knows this. My dear friend knows this, But he learned, as we all have learned. And Paul's sitting there saying, hey, really? Am I beginning to commit myself? No, I'm not doing that. Do I really need letters of recommendation to you? Do I need letters of recommendation from you as I go about proclaiming the truth? No, I don't. And he's actually going to carry on with this a little more, but we'll pick that up in the next episode, okay? Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time, and I'll see y'all later. Goodbye.